Welcome to the Sableton Live 12 DNB lesson, where we're building a Dubwise old school jungle R blueprint and, more importantly, turning it from a loop into an actual arrangement. The whole point here is to get that classic ragga meets jungle energy, drums moving fast, bass staying disciplined, and a musical stab or R pattern talking back to the break like it's part of the rhythm section. That's the mindset. We're not just making a melody. We're making a percussive musical voice that belongs inside the drum language. Set your tempo first. For this style, 170 to 174 BPM is the sweet zone. If you want a more old-school jungle feel, stay closer to 165 or 170. If you want it tighter, darker, and more modern, push up toward 172 or 174. Now build your session view foundation. Create three main tracks, one for drums, one for bass, and one for the arp or stab. Then set up a couple of return tracks. One return can be echo for dub throws, and another can be reverb for short atmosphere. Keep your master nice and clean. You want headroom here. Don't slam everything into the red just because the vibe is exciting. In DNB, low-end discipline matters from the first sound. Let's start with the drums, because in jungle and drum and bass the drums are the engine. Drop in a classic breakbeat, or slice one into simpler or onto a new MIDI track if you want more control. If you're working with audio, use the warp mode that keeps the transients punchy. Beats is often a better starting point than something smoother like Complex Pro, unless you really need time stretch correction. Lock the snare hits to the grid if the break is drifting too much, but don't destroy the human feel. That little looseness is part of the character. On the drum bus, do a little cleanup. Use EQ8 to remove a bit of boxiness if needed, usually somewhere around the low mids. Add a touch of saturator to thicken the break, just a light push, not a full-on crush. Then use compressor or glue compressor gently, enough to glue things together but not so much that the break loses its snap. If the break needs more weight, layer a subtle snare one shot or a rim shot on the 2 and 4. Keep it tucked in so the break still feels organic. Now add some ghost notes or little percussion hits. These should be low velocity and slightly off the grid. Don't overdo them. The point is to make the groove breathe. At fast tempos, even tiny timing changes can completely change the feel. If the drums feel too machine locked, the whole tune can lose that old school swing. Next, build the arp or stab. Load up a stock instrument like Waveedable, Operator, or Analog. We want a short, punchy tone. Think pluck, stab, or broken chord fragment, not a giant wide pad. Before the instrument, add arpeggiator. Set it to a rate like 1/8 or 1/16, depending on how busy you want it. Keep the gate somewhere in the middle so the notes have enough length to speak, but not so much that they wash out. Use retrigger so each new chord starts cleanly. After the instrument, place auto filter. This is where the Dubwise motion starts. In the intro, keep the cutoff fairly low, maybe somewhere in the midrange or below, and then automate it open as the section develops. Add a little saturation or overdrive for attitude, then use utility to keep the low end centered. For the chord material, keep it simple. Minor triads, minor sevenths, sus2 shapes, or even just two-note voicings can work incredibly well. In this style, less harmony often means more impact. A great trick here is to think of the arp like another drum element. If the pattern could almost be tapped on a snare pad or a shaker, you're in the right zone. That's a strong coach test. If it feels too melodic and not enough percussive, simplify it. Now make the arp interact with the break. Don't let it just float on top. Create a few clip variations in session view. One clip can be sparse for the intro. Another can be fuller for the drop. Another can act like a fill or an answer phrase. Keep most of your clip launches on one bar quantization, so everything stays locked to the grid in a DNB-friendly way. Then start shaping the rhythm. Move a few notes slightly forward or backward if needed, but be careful. Too much swing in a fast DNB pattern can make it feel late. Use velocity to create accents that answer the snare or break hits. The more the arp feels like it's conversing with the drums, the more authentic the result will sound. If the MIDI feels too perfect, resample a few bars to audio. That's an old school move that instantly gives you more texture and a more chopped, tactile feel. Now build the bass around the arp. In this style, the bass should support the conversation, not fight it. Use Operator for a clean sub, or Waveedable if you want a more textured mid-layer or Reese element. Keep the renal sub simple, mono, and controlled. A sine-based foundation is often the best starting point. If the upper harmonics get too obvious, low-pass it and keep it tight. If you want more movement, layer a mid-bass or a Reese above the sub. Detune it slightly, add a bit of saturation, maybe some subtle chorus or phaser, but only on the mid layer. Never widen the sub itself. On the bass track, think in phrases. Let the bass answer the ARP during its gaps. Let it land under the snare when you need impact. Let it leave room in the first half of the bar and push forward in the second half. That kind of phrasing gives you momentum without overcrowding the mix. Now we're ready to use Session View like a sketchpad for arrangement. Build at least three scenes. One scene for the intro, where the drums are filtered and the ARP is restrained. One scene for the drop, where everything opens up. And one scene for a switch up, where you can bring in break edits, bass dropouts, or an ARP fill. Trigger the scenes and listen like a DJ would. Ask yourself a simple question. Does each 8-bar block make me want to hear the next one? This is where automation becomes huge. Open the ARP filter over 8 or 16 bars. Add a delay send move on the last note of a phrase. Use reverb only where you need transition and space. In Dubwise DNB, those little send moves can feel like performance gestures. They're not decoration, they're arrangement tools. A really strong structure here is a three-stage intro. First, drums only. Then drums plus filtered ARP fragments. Then the full harmony support before the bass arrives. That makes the drop feel earned. When the bass finally comes in, the track opens up properly. Once your loop feels right, commit to it. Resample the best moments. Route the ARP or bass to an audio track and record a few bars of movement. Then slice the recording and keep the good accidents, echo tails, weird transients, offbeat chord endings, tiny distortion moments. These become fills, turnaround hits, or little phrase decorations. This is one of the best ways to get that authentic jungle collage feel without endlessly editing MIDI. Now move from session view into arrangement view. Don't just dump the clips onto the timeline and call it done. Use the arrangement to create movement. Open the intro filter. Tighten the drum edits every 8 bars. Add bass dropouts before impact points. Automate the ARP so it evolves over time. Keep the transitions short and deliberate. Jungle and rollers work best when the listener can feel the groove developing every 8 or 16 bars, not every 2. Think about a simple arrangement roadmap. Bars 1 to 16 can be the filtered intro with teased drums. Bars 17 to 32 can be the full drop with the ARP and bass established. Bars 33 to 48 can bring in variation, extra break chops, and echo throws. Then later, give yourself a breakdown or a halftime feeling release before bringing the energy back. That contrast is what keeps the tune alive. Here's a good studio habit. Check the groove at low volume. If the riff still works quietly, then the spacing and rhythmic interplay are strong. If it only feels exciting when it's loud, you probably need better contrast or more disciplined note choice. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't make the ARP too busy. Don't let it clash with the snare or the main break accents. Keep the sub mono. Don't drown the whole thing in reverb. And don't stay stuck in session view forever. As soon as the core groove works, start shaping the actual arrangement. DNB needs structure, not endless looping. For a darker or heavier feel, dirty the mids, not the sub. Use saturation or overdrive on the ARP or mid-bass layer, not on the clean low end. Use filter automation to slowly open the energy. Try occasional octave lifts on the final bar of a phrase, and keep one surprise in reserve for later, maybe a chopped vocal stab, a new counter hit, or a reverse transition into the next session. Let's make this practical. Try a quick mini exercise. Set the tempo to 172 BPM. Build a 2-bar drum loop with a break and a supporting snare layer. Program a 4-note minor ARP using Arpeggiator and Waveatable. Make 2 versions of the clip, one filtered for the intro and one fuller for the drop. Add a simple sub that only plays under the second bar of each phrase. Then record 8 bars into arrangement view. Automate the ARP filter opening over the last 4 bars, and add one echo throw on the final ARP note before the loop resets. If you can hear intro, build, drop, and variation without even looking at the screen, then you've got a real jungle/DNB section, not just a loop, and that's the goal. So remember the big idea. Start in session view, think in drum language, keep the ARP rhythmic and percussive, use stock Ableton tools to shape the motion, and then commit to arrangement view once the groove is speaking. That's how you turn a Dubwise old-school DNB idea into something that feels like a proper track.